The Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
What emerging trends in the oil and gas sector will you be focusing on at the conference?
Thank you so much, Maggie. There's a lot of emerging trends we'll be focusing on within the oil and gas sector. Not only myself, but a whole lot of other speakers will be looking at trends such as the new trends within the financing of the oil and gas projects. There's a lot happening within there with some financing institutions having regulations and policies which might not favor financing of new oil and gas projects, for example. With some financing institutions which have been established or formed recently to focus on financing the oil and gas in Africa in particular. And also we're looking at the infrastructure development in terms of the oil and gas, what is happening within that sector from the financing perspective, the challenges and all that needs to be discussed to ensure that the projects in Namibia and other parts of the country, we can learn and have experience from other projects in other parts of the country, so of Africa. Yeah. And there's many trends also in terms of looking at in terms of the regulatory perspective, what are the challenges we have then? What are the international trends which is being practiced in other parts of the world, in particular with regards to some of the clauses in the petroleum agreement, joint operating agreements, firm mode agreements. We call them the sticky clauses. For example, like the stabilization clause. You know, how do we deal with that in Namibia? How is it done in other parts of the country? So looking also at some of the operational clauses within the contracts and all that.
So does this mean that Namibia lags behind in terms of the clauses and the legal framework?
Not necessarily. Our legal framework is very good. However, there's a lot to improve on. You know, there's an opportunity to expand and improve on, and the government, through the Minister of Mines and Energy, is working on that. But overall, our legal framework and fiscal framework is far much better than some of our potential investment competitors within the region. So we're doing well, but obviously we're currently ignorant and we are cognizant that we need to improve on some of our legislation. We need to improve on the fiscal terms to ensure that Namibia remains an attractive destination oil and gas projects in Africa.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what are the key challenges and best practices in negotiating contracts for oil and gas projects that will be discussed during the upcoming event?
Yes, we'll be looking at what will work for both the investors and the host nation. So, talking about win-win situation.
Yeah.
How do you balance the interest of the investor at the same time balancing the interests of the host, the owner of the resources?
Yeah.
So we need to merge that and then look at the best practices experience from other jurisdictions and also recommend through some of the speakers. They'll come with a lot of recommendations, you know, what has been done in other countries and what we can do to ensure that when we are negotiating contracts within the oil and gas, when it comes to the work program which is given to the oil company, and some of these work program minimum obligations are outlined within the petroleum agreement. This is what you must do by this time. In 2 years' time, you must have done the seismic survey. Now you should do the drilling
farewell.
Now we need to look also at other challenges like geological challenges. Because some of the wells which are to be drilled in Namibia are in deep water. So deep water offshore, meaning 4,000 meters deep. That. So it comes with challenges of technology, of the environment, you know, and then you can only drill at certain times.
Yeah.
So now, with those type of locations and geology, we need to look and say, do we really give them the same terms or the same minimum expenditure in the time frame as these ones who are drilling in shallow water, not salted. Because those drilling in shallow water can do it for the short period, within like 2 years. But the ones in the deeper water, it comes with challenges. So they need to spend more money and more technologies. So even on the fiscal terms, we need to relook at that and see what are the other jurisdictions doing. Yeah. So those are some of the issues also within the contracts, because which we need to look at, which can also be implemented. When the government is revising what we call the model petroleum agreement for Namibia.
These are phases that needs to, you know, be looked at. And obviously capital that needs to be injected into all these.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's a capital intensive industry.
Absolutely.
A lot of money, technology, as well as human resource, comes at a cost. So all these things, we need to look at them when we are reworking our contractual arrangements with our investors.
Exactly.
But at the same time, also we need to ensure that they also meet the government objective to ensure that more wells are drilled and then more Namibians are doing the activities.
Yeah, that's where you come in.
That's where we come in, yeah. As lawyers.
Yeah, absolutely. So then how do you anticipate the conference will address the legal and regulatory frameworks, as you've mentioned earlier as well, affecting international oil and gas investments in the country?
Yeah, thank you, Maggie. There are many ways which the legal regulatory reforms will be addressed. We have speakers from the regulator, East of Ways and Energy, and then that will be the Petroleum Commissioner, who will also talk about what is the current status on the regulatory framework in Namibia? What are they doing? Which laws are they amending? And then which ones are the new laws they're bringing or regulations? And also, some of the speakers are going to look at some of the issues, you know, from the current contractual model agreements we have, to say what should we work on, what should we improve on. You know, they are going to look at issues, for example, like we were talking earlier on about a win-win situation,
yeah,
between the investor and the host nation. So the investor wants certain guarantees.
Well,
that's where the terminology, from a contractual perspective, a terminology called standardization clause comes in. To what extent can we apply that, and can we have it in Namibian context also?
Yeah.
So those are some of the things, and many other contractual sticky clauses we're going to look at.
Now, with your background in renewable energy, how do you see the conference integrating discussions on sustainability and the transition to cleaner energy sources?
What will happen, what we see and what I see from the program, if you look at the discussions from the international companies, energy companies are involved, then we have the regulators, the policymakers. Then we have the industries and the service providers. And how do we manage the oil and gas as well as the renewable energy? Now, these are all resources.
Yeah.
Now, if you look at some of the discussion, more especially when it comes down to financing, project financing and others of energy projects, for you to develop some of renewable energy sources, you need money. For example, clean hydrogen.
Yeah.
We need a lot of money. We cannot rely on foreign aid for that, because it's going to leave us with a big debt.
Yeah.
But we can make use of the money and the revenue we are going to make from the oil and gas production, because we know with the oil and gas production, it's almost certain that we will get there. We'll start producing in the next 5 years or so.
Yeah.
And some of that revenue, we use it sustainably to invest in some of the sectors. And green energy is one of those sectors, as well as agriculture.
So again, like a win-win situation.
Yeah, so we could use use our resources for oil and gas so that we pump that to do our own green hydrogen project. Yeah. So we don't have to rely on external debt, which will not keep us in debt again for a long time. Let's use what we have and then exploit the other resources.
Yeah.
So what I'm talking about now, in the energy sector, is a terminology called energy transition.
Yeah.
So the energy transition means that we're transitioning from using mostly the fossil fuels into the clean energy. But the transition in Africa is different from the transition in Europe, for example. In Africa and in Namibia, we still have challenges is with access to electricity, security of supply. We're importing 60% of our electricity. So first we have to secure our energy supply with the source of energy we have. That can be from the fossil fuel or from the gas, you know, gas to power, whatever. And then once we meet all that, we use that also to industrialize. And then through that process, using the resources we have now, we can use that to transition out, use the resources to transition into the cleaner energy and be able to pump more money there. So it's a process which is also very connected. But it won't be executed the same way it's done, for example, in Europe, because in Europe, they don't have issues of energy access. Every corner, every village, you'll find power. They don't have issues of importing or whatever. So they've industrialized. They've used the power, you know, to industrialize them. So we still need the energy to industrialize, to do our roads, our factories and everything. And that requires reliable energy source.
And then how can attendees make the most of the networking opportunities at the conference to advance their business interests?
This is an opportunity which doesn't come every day or every month, yes, or every second month or third month. This is the opportunity if you want to start playing or getting involved in the oil and gas sector. You shouldn't miss, because this is where you're going to meet the investors, the international oil companies. They're going to tell us what is it they're doing, what are the upcoming projects. You can position yourself now and say, this is how I want to play a role. I hear there's going to be and development approved, development for this well, and then it's going to go to production. There's still 5 to 6 years before the actual production happens. So I still have time to position myself if I have to go to school or vocational training, equip myself.
Yeah.
So if I'm an entrepreneur, I can start building my business now and focusing, getting out there, getting the right partner so that I can start giving services to these international companies. So that's the time also, the opportunity also, the conferences that now you get to hear from the regulators, the Minister of Mines and Energy, as well as the policymakers, and our own national oil company, NAMCO. What is it they're doing? What is it they're planning for the Namibians? How can the Namibians come on board? You know? And you also hear from some of the service companies who will be giving services to drilling companies. You know, the opportunities which are there, opportunities for entrepreneurs in terms of some of the low-hanging fruits they can seize immediately, which doesn't require huge capital investment.
Yeah.
For example, in terms of real estate, accommodation will be needed. You know, in terms of storage, warehousing, logistic, car rentals, all these things, even construction. So wherever whichever sector you're playing now within the economy, you can play a meaningful role again.
Exactly.
Same skills, just get in and position yourself, and you do that in the oil and gas sector.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That was Mrs. Shakwa Nyambe, the founder and managing partner of S&C Incorporated. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.